I've learned a lot about capybaras. And hopefully Lila has too.
My name is Wayne Cole, and I live in Raymond, New Hampshire.
My name is Neva Cole, and I live in Raymond, New Hampshire. Our daughter Lila Cole goes to Lamprey River Elementary School in Raymond and is in second grade.
My name is Elizabeth Dahlhoff Brown. I live in Hanover, New Hampshire. I have a son who is in second grade, and I also have a sixth grade daughter.
My name is Jamie Bourgeois, and I live in Nashua, New Hampshire. I have a daughter in the third grade.
We set the alarm. We get up, although I will admit we get up at 8, not 7 like we would have if we were actually having to catch a bus.
Sometimes it's a struggle. Sometimes he doesn't want to do the work. Sometimes he doesn't want to do the work exactly when I have that 5 minutes in between meetings I have to help him.
There's been some tears.
Oh, absolutely. You know,
there has been some raised voices. There's been some...
some timeouts for everyone in the house.
Yeah, definitely.
My name is Alyssa McClary. I live in Concord. My children are in 5th and 7th grade. Remote learning has been a little bit of a challenge for us. My daughter in 5th grade has dyslexia, and so now all that falls on to me or my wife to help her with.
She needs to go to school. She needs to have social interaction. She needs to have a teacher that she looks up to and respects.
We're introverts, so this suits our personality. It does not suit Lila's personality.
No, it does not.
She is an extrovert and very much a social butterfly.
I have been amazed at how my daughter can work so independently and can be so mature when it comes to helping out with her brother. She often is the one who will make his lunch. She'll be the one that helps him with some of his schoolwork. He jokes that she understands his math better than we do because, of course, they teach math differently these days. And so she remembers how to a second grader learns math these days and can help him.
I've learned how awesome it is to be able to be around your family during the day.
You know, as a family, we've really enjoyed this. We've had a lot of fun times as a family right now.
I'm sure, I'm not sure if she would necessarily sing the praises of spending so much time with her mom and dad.
We have started to do what we call pandemic puzzles. So we've always loved jigsaw puzzles, but our family has done, I don't know, probably close to 20 puzzles by now.
It's like, yeah, you guys are okay, but like, I love you, but
you know,
you're driving me crazy. Well, ditto, kid.
If this keeps going into next year, I would just like some more guidance into how to help my daughter learn best.
I actually want more work from my current second grader. It would actually help keep him occupied so that he wouldn't finish with his work in a half an hour and then be on a screen the rest of the day while I'm working.
It's hard. I'm not a special educator. You know, I don't really understand the best ways to help her learn stuff.
I think that next year we would need to have more counseling support for kids and families. I think this has been a really tough time emotionally. And if this goes on for a long time, I think a lot of families are going to feel even more stretched and stressed.
You know, but you don't want to tell her, oh, well, you might not go back to third grade to, you know, to see your friends, because you don't know that that's going to be the case, and you don't want to bring them down unnecessarily. But you also want them to be safe, so it's a conundrum.
Yeah, it's hard to try to teach an 8-year-old how to sit with uncertainty, especially when it's so hard to do as an adult.